For many years, people in Denver have been able to make their own media, access cameras, TV studios and expensive equipment, and weigh in on what shows can be played on the public access channel. All of this is through Denver Open Media. But now the future of that community access is uncertain. I spoke with Tony Shawcross. He's the executive director of the Open Media Foundation.
The Open Media Foundation is a nonprofit organization based in Denver. We've been around almost 15 years, and probably our biggest project is Denver's public access television station. It's a contract that we bid for and won back in 2005 and launched Denver Open Media down in the Santa Fe Arts District in Denver, in the same building where KGNU's Denver studio is back in 2006. So Denver Open Media is the community-run public access television station, just totally run by the community. The community members schedule their own shows. The viewers vote on those shows and determine what gets the best primetime airings and most repeat airings. So it's a pretty revolutionary little TV station. And then a couple years ago, we added an FM radio station as well that's also community-run.
I know you also do a lot of training for members of the community to get them to be educated on how to create media itself.
Yeah, the goal is making sure that it's not just, you know, corporate interests and corporate media that have access to these airwaves and that ability, that powerful ability through the media to change public awareness, shape public awareness, and thus shape public policy. So, in addition to providing the equipment and resources, we also provide the training and skills that people need to make effective media and share their perspectives.
Well, recently you got some news that's quite concerning for people who believe in your mission of community access to media. What's been going on with the city of Denver?
Well, so the city, wants organizations to compete for these bids. It's just in the best interest of the people of Denver for organizations who work with the city of Denver to have to compete for bids and see if there are any better ideas out there. So there's a RFP or a request for proposals for anybody to run public access television in the city of Denver. It's something we knew was coming and we really welcomed. We're proud of our record, and really nationally we have pretty much an unmatched reputation for the return on investment for the city, the number of people that we're serving and reaching given the limited amount of funds that we receive, which is primarily just equipment that we receive from the city. But this RFP was a little concerning because apparently prior to the RFP, the city had decided, Denver Media Services had decided that the next phase of public access would be to move it into the city and county building and to reduce staffing to a single person. So there's this plan to move into the Rocky Mountain PBS building in 2 years when that is built, the Channel 6, Rocky Mountain PBS and Kubo. They're building a new facility in lower downtown on 21st and Arapaho. And our plan as the Open Media Foundation is to move in there, and our hope was to also move public access into there. The city is also behind that idea, which we're really excited about. So really, the main concern is that in the interim, between now and when that facility is built, the city is planning to move public access out of its current facility and into the city and county building, where we're concerned that those classes couldn't happen at the level they're happening now, where we're concerned that the equipment access and facility access wouldn't be available for 2 years, and we just don't really see the logic behind interrupting and disrupting what the great things that are happening down at 700 Calumet for 2 years while we wait for the new facility to be built.
Now, I know you've been talking to the city. Have they budged in any way on this particular issue?
Well, actually, we're having a community meeting tonight. The members of Denver Open Media self-organized a meeting tonight that actually the staff of Open Media probably won't even be at. But there will be some city representatives there, and the community members are hoping to make sure that the city understands how this planned change in this two-year interim move into the city and county building would impact the important work that our community is doing at 700 Calumet. So we're hoping that the city gains a better understanding of really what's happening at 700 Calumet and gains an understanding of how difficult or potentially impossible that would be to replicate at the city and county building.
What time is that meeting and who can participate?
That meeting's at 6:30 p.m. and really anybody can participate. We welcome anyone to come. It'll be a good opportunity to see how you can plug in, to see how you can make sure that the city knows, how important you find community media. And, you know, we think it's also important to keep that separation between our government and our community media. We think it's the best practice in cities across the country. And, you know, it is actually pretty abnormal for a city of our size to run public access television out of the city and county building.
Tony, can people find out updates on your website?
Yeah, I think there's an announcement from Anne, who's the station director at Denver Open Media, at denveropenmedia.org. And we also have a mailing list that people can join, but we'll try and keep them updated.
Tony Shawcross is the executive director of the Open Media Foundation. And once again, that meeting is this evening at 6:30 p.m. at 700 Calumet at the Denver Open Media Studios. Now, that's in the same building as KGNU's studio in Denver. You can find out more about what's happening at Denver Open Media and community access online at denveropenmedia.org.